There was a rare handshake today between senior officials from the United States and Iran. Secretary of State Colin Powell and Iran's Foreign Minister Kamal Qarazi clasped hands at the start of a UN meeting on the situation in Afghanistan. It was another sign that the September 11th attacks are leading Iran and the United States to explore better relations. Some of Iran's leaders want to seize the opportunity to end more than two decades of animosity. But Tehran and Washington have not had diplomatic relations for a generation, so the rapprochement is evolving slowly and with plenty of contradictions. From Tehran, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Iran's official view of the United States is frequently packaged in orchestrated affairs full of distrust and scorn for Washington. The U.S. bombing in neighboring Afghanistan has given Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, fresh ammunition to lambast America. Before a large crowd in Isfahan, Khamenei says the U.S. will not succeed in dragging Iran into the Afghan conflict. The conservative cleric declares his country won't be a partner in the massacre of oppressed people. To fist-waving throngs, he rules out negotiations with Washington and warns that anyone who speaks of closer ties is not fit to hold office. Unite and disappoint the enemy, he says. It amounts to a challenge to Iran's moderate president, Mohammad Khatami, who has signaled a desire to bridge differences with Washington. Tehran University political scientist Hamid Ahmadi says in Persia's complex political culture, half the regime says one thing and half does another.
The modern structures say something, the traditional ones negate that. So the result is kind of confusion. But finally, I think the people and the society is supporting the modern side. Certainly there is a clash.
Among the modernists is the president's brother, Mohammad Reza Khatami. The leader of the Islamic Partnership Party supports a gradual shift toward more normal relations with the U.S. To that aim, Khatami sees the Afghan crisis next door as an opportunity. He notes that Tehran and Washington share the goal of removing the Taliban from power.
This conflict in Afghanistan makes us closer to each other than previous. I think there are some channels to talk with each other, and we must use these potentials and these capacities to find a solution about Afghanistan, but we must not hurry about that.
Richard Haass, policy planning director at the U.S. State Department, agrees Afghanistan is one area where U.S. and Iranian policies overlap. The two sides have held detailed discussions the past 2 years in talks known as the 6+2, the six states that border Afghanistan, plus the U.S. and Russia. Haass says he's been impressed by the quality of the conversations with the Iranians.
Sometimes the word businesslike is a code word for things that aren't good. In this case, I'd use the word businesslike as a description of things that are good. These have been very straightforward conversations, essentially free of ideology, free of cant, free of rhetoric. And what you have are two countries, Iran and the United States, both of whom have important national interests at stake in Afghanistan, both of whom, perhaps surprisingly, see the situation pretty much the same way, open to the idea that we may be able to cooperate or, again, at least work in parallel.
The State Department is said to be accelerating a review of its policy toward Tehran. Capitol Hill has been the scene of a recent dinner to host Iran's ambassador to the UN. But diplomatic maneuvering is delicate. Iran is still listed by the U.S. as the world's most active sponsor of terrorism. Washington also worries about Iran acquiring weapons of mass destruction. The former chief of the Revolutionary Guard doesn't deny such a program exists. Mohsin Rezaei, now Secretary General of the powerful Expediency Council, says it's unrealistic to expect Iran not to press ahead.
Look at around us, Israel, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Turkey. They all have mass destructive weapons. Why we should not have that? We should have it as a deterrence in our hands. And it would guarantee the security in this region.
While leaders like Rezaei would like to see relations with the U.S. improve, they believe Washington should take the first step. They say lift sanctions, release seized assets, and drop resistance to a Caspian Sea oil pipeline that would flow through Iran. Rezaei says we know each other's red lines. What we need are practical, positive steps. But Rezaei also believes the domestic pressure on the Bush administration to support Israel could block the way.
I believe some officials inside the United States are frightened to have relations with Iran. Maybe they have problems with Israel. Possibly they are not brave enough.
As Iran's reformers mull the possibility of a renewed relationship with Washington, they have the overwhelming support of the country's vast young population. Along with jobs, many want American-style movies, music, fashion, and freedoms. In a remarkable moment on the sidelines of a government-staged anti-U.S. rally this month, one young student expressed her feelings on where Iran ought to be headed.
Only America!
Only America, she says, as her classmates stand stunned by her candor and shake their heads in agreement. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Tehran.